Los Angeles friendos, join Going In Raw as we go live on stage with Wrestling With Regrets' Brian Zane September 24th at the Nerdist Showroom in L.A. The link to tickets is in the description. Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Casual Talk with Steve and Larson. I don't know what the name is. Is there like a wrestling name we can use for this
show? It can't be a wrestling thing because this is the non-wrestling show.
It can't be AMA. Does ETC still use that for the title of their podcast?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. We're going to steal that from our buddies over at ETC. This is AMA podcast.
No, that's stealing it from Reddit.
What?
Reddit.
AMA. Yeah, but they stole it from Reddit. We're stealing it from them.
We're clever. We're clever people. We can think of something better.
So here's the deal. It's Monday, Labor Day here in the United States. I don't know. Is there a British equivalent?
I don't know.
Britainland is like our second biggest territory.
Yeah, I don't know.
But anyways, it's a holiday here in the US of A. I'm actually in Los Angeles right now, probably on my way home. But
I'm home.
Yeah.
I probably put this video together the morning of you watching it.
I don't know.
So anyways, it's a holiday, so neither of us really want to work.
Yeah.
Although if some breaking wrestling news happens on the day, I will fire up my webcam
and
document it.
Oh man, I hope somebody gets arrested or I don't know, somebody gets released. If there's a release, what's like the criteria for something big?
If it'll get us views.
Rusev gets released.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, you better do that.
It'll be me crying for 5 minutes because I like Rusev.
Oh, please make it that. No matter what it is, please, can it just be you crying for 5 minutes?
Okay.
A third hour added to SmackDown. So anyways, we reached out to the friendos on our Patreon at patreon.com/Stephen Larson. And we said, you know what? We're going to do something different. Ask us.
Whatever you want.
Any non-wrestling related question. So we're not going to talk about wrestling today. Feel free to watch or not.
Yeah. It's casual. This whole thing is casual endeavor.
It's casual. We didn't even light the entire set just to give it a different not. Look at it.
You got a dirty shirt.
I have a dirty shirt.
Or it's clean,
on.
But it was stained.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I should have just put a mustard stain on there, but I'm just going
rub some of your blueberry muffin on it. What's left of it? Is there any blueberry left in there?
I'm going to wear this the rest of the day.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, we got questions here. We're going to answer them. They're non-wrestling questions. Number one. From the fat bastard champion Alex Foster. If movies were being made out of your lives, who would play you guys and your friends and family?
Good question.
So I would obviously be played by...
John Cena.
Well, that's a wrestling answer.
But he is an actor as well.
Well, who would play me? Mark Wahlberg or John Cena?
Yeah.
I think it's Mark Wahlberg. Everybody says that I kind of look like a Wahlberg.
That's fair. Marky Mark.
Well,
yeah.
You're Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, that's good too.
Because if you watch Foxcatcher, he looks exactly like you. It's like you.
All right, that's a good answer. What about Hilton? Who plays Hilton? Oh,
Peter Berg.
No, Ethan Hawke.
Ethan Hawke. Yeah, both those answers are good. Who plays Mark? Geez, I don't know. He's such a unique individual.
I know. I'm having a hard time deciding on somebody.
Yeah, that's difficult. Who would play Lacey? Everybody says that she looks like Evan Rachel Wood. She gets pissed off when people say she looks like Amy Schumer. Oh, she gets hot at that one. Yeah, big time.
I'm still drawing a blank on Mark.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he just plays himself.
Yeah, that's good. He is such a singular individual, though.
I like this response here. Kevin Mack says it's got to be Daniel Day-Lewis for Steve. But...
Oh, Joaquin Phoenix will play Chongo.
Oh, I can see that. If Daniel Day-Lewis played me, it'd have to be as Daniel Plainview.
Yeah.
Fairview. What is it?
Plainview.
Plainview? Hello, my name is Steve here, and I'm going to talk about wrestling today. I prefer to talk about the AWA, not the WWF. I do enjoy milkshakes, though. If I had a milkshake and you had a milkshake and I had a straw that went all the way to your milkshake, I'd drink your milkshake. Drink it up.
Drink it up. All right, next question. Empire Cleanliness, Andrew Mullen. What are your favorite punk bands?
Ooh,
see, like, I never, like, I like some punk, but I never really got into punk as a genre in its totality. I actually kind of prefer music that's proto-punk, like Stooges and the Velvet Underground.
Yeah, man.
And post-punk,
yeah.
Like bands like Wire. And later on, like, I was huge into Sonic Youth in high school.
Sure.
Which is well past when they, you know, were in their immediate post-punk period. But that stuff I was always more into than actual punk. Like, I like the Ramones. I like some of their songs. I like some Clash songs.
Yeah.
I like maybe two Sex Pistols songs.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the hardcore stuff, you know, a couple of Black Flag songs are cool. Minor Threat's not bad. But it's not something, unless I'm at the gym, I just sit and listen to.
Oh, yeah. No, I do. That's gym music to me. Sometimes. I don't know. I'm weird about the gym. Sometimes I like very just dramatic music. Sometimes I like slow music. I mean, I can power rank mine, I think. MC5, I think. Stooge, you said the Stooges, that's good too.
Well, that's like more proto punk. That's,
yeah, but
before proper punk music.
I lump it all into the same kind of thing. I'd say MC5, Black Flag, Minor Threat, G.G. Allin. I know you can't stand G.G. Allin. I love G.G. Allin.
He's awful.
He's great.
He's terrible.
He's a terrible human being.
Yeah.
He was an awful human being.
And he's a pretty lousy musician.
There's such a charm about it though. There is such a charm about it.
I know. I can understand the point of view. There's a certain charm in amateurish endeavor.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Just his particular amateurish endeavor just doesn't appeal to me.
Oh, okay. This is like way past that. But, God, who is that? I forget who even was. Because there was a bunch of bands like in the mid-aughts that sort of popped up that I started getting into that were more punk. I can't really remember them right now, though.
Green Day?
Yeah. No. No, you know, I mean, no, look, I like when they were popular, I liked them same as everybody else did.
Dookie is actually a decent album.
Anti-Flag. That's what I used to listen to them quite a bit. No, I like Dookie. I liked American Idiot. I like that. It's very catchy. Like, it's...
Yeah.
It's on the verge of not even being punk, really.
No, not really.
You know, it's like punk opera or whatever it's called.
You listened to Wire, though. I told you to listen to Wire.
Oh, I loved it. No, I thought it was great.
Good stuff. Yeah, did you listen to their second album yet?
I started to, but it wasn't as punk as the first one.
Yeah, it's not. It's more, they're going more post-punk. By the time they get to the third album, there's a lot more synthesizers.
And I can appreciate that. I just need to get into it. Like, that first one, though, man, it was like British punk. Because I like the Sex Pistols. I like, I've never been a big Clash fan.
Yeah, I mean, I like some of their stuff. London Calling's a good record.
Yeah, that's a good one, yeah.
Some of their stuff's good, but yeah, I never really got into it.
I love Madness, but Madness is more ska than
punk.
Some
people swear by the Clash, and I never really got into it. So, I always kind of more preferred post-punk, because I tend to like weirder music.
Sure.
Like, noisier stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, punk music at its essence is just three chords played really quickly.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
But Minor Threat's, what is it? I think it's called, is it Out of Step? What's their, like, the studio album with all those songs that I like on it?
Well, they just had the collection of all their singles and EPs. This is called Minor Threat, isn't it?
Out of Step, this one. This one here.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, the music on Minor Threat's first 2 7-inch. See, I don't know all the past and the history and stuff. Although, what's his face cracks me up? Ian McKay, whatever his name is. Let's see here.
Next, Underdog with Heart, Sahil
Dylan.
Dylan, sorry.
Or Dylon. Who's the best top five rappers in the country?
Dylon, and Dylon. Spit hot fire. He was wondering, what was your favorite part of making the 10 for the Win videos back in the day? It's, man, doing the intros.
So nostalgic for that, dude.
It's doing the intros.
Oh, man. That stuff was so much fun.
Because the best part about doing the intros is, by and large, we didn't know what we were going to do. We just sat down and was like, what do you want to do? Let's do this.
Yeah.
How about this?
Yeah.
No, let's do this. And that was it. And then we just improv more or less everything.
And it was usually like, okay, I was thinking we're going to do like this type of thing. It was always a something type of thing. And then, like, immediately the other one, a light bulb would go off, and then we'd start rapping back and forth about what we're going to do. And then, we would just improv most of it. Those were so much fun. It got to the point, like, we got so burnt out on them, though. Like, there was that chunk of time, like, 2012, 2013, when we were just on a roll with those intros, and they were just like, we had the F Patrol,
yeah,
the Targeted,
yeah,
they were so creative. I loved those so much.
Holiday Harry and Holiday, Barry Bratwurst.
Oh brother, oh brother,
guaranteed peed on.
Those were so much fun to do.
I still think the best one is the heel turned one.
Oh, the swerves. Yeah.
In terms of NWO on me. In terms of performance, I think that's the best
one. Those are the best ones.
That's the best acting job I'll probably ever do.
Yeah.
But that was far and away, I think, the highlight of Tender for the Wins for us was doing those. Because that was, you know, we play video games, but I don't think we'd ever be called authorities on gaming. So a lot of times we were doing these lists, we were learning stuff as we were putting lists together and stuff. But the intros are always a way for us to really just be creative.
Yeah.
Without the hindrance or the structure of a top 10 list.
Right, yeah. And it's funny, too, because we kind of like dug ourselves into a hole doing those intros. Because at a certain point, we split our audience into two. Half the people just wanted the list and half the people loved the intros. And so when we stopped doing them, and at that point, it was just like, you know what? Like, we're kind of burnt out on them. We're just going to stop doing them because we didn't feel like we're growing the show. And at a certain point, we're like, we kind of need to start justifying it. There's been some layoffs. We probably should start justifying our paychecks. You know, maybe we should make the show do better.
Yeah. Not insert a vanity project every episode.
Next.
Jose GGR. What is I have just come back from a wrestling show and you're on your way back. What is the best place you've eaten on one of your wrestling trips? What's the best site you saw? So, like, you know, visiting the sites, touristy type stuff.
Oh, sure.
When we were in New York for SummerSlam last year, our hotel was pretty close to Cat's Deli. Mm-hmm. It's a deli that's featured in When Harry Met Sally.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a fantastic pastrami sandwich there. Having just come back from Bola, I'm hoping I get a chance to eat in one of my favorite places in the valley near where I used to live, called Pita Kitchen.
Yeah.
In Sherman Oaks. It used to be like a quarter mile from where I used to live. Best shawarma I've ever had. A, I hope it's still there. B, I hope I get to enjoy it while I'm in town.
Do you know, like, one of the most devastating things that ever happened to me? And it's actually not. We went to L.A. It was probably 2010, I want to say. But it was 2 years after I had lived there. And we went back to where you and I used to have a house.
You're going to go to some Mexican restaurant,
it was,
right?
I think it was called Cabo's. Mm-hmm. And it was right around the corner from where we used to live. Mm-hmm. And they had shut down. It was at that point, I think, I want to say an Armenian restaurant. That place, dude, had like the best macho burrito. And they would just smother it in like this delicious cheese sauce stuff. Oh my, it was like three meals all in one. It was amazing. And then that just disappeared off the face of the earth, never to be seen again. That's crazy. However, that being said, yeah, we're going to go to LA. We're heading out tomorrow, me and the wife. And I keep on telling her to remind me, in case I forget, to take her to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
Yeah.
Because
it's fantastic.
I haven't been there in years. And I need to take her there.
Yeah.
Oh, Obama was there like within the past like 6 months or so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they had to clear space for Mr. Former President.
I'm trying to think which one would probably be easier to get to from where you're at. The one in Hollywood or the one on Pico. Might be the one on Pico. That's larger. That's a larger restaurant too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Because the one in Hollywood's pretty small.
Yeah, I think the one in Hollywood is the one I used to go to.
Yeah.
I'll probably just go there because I remember it. That was the place. Let's see here. Oh, this is a good one. Jack Dolan. Danger Dolan. Which game show would you be good at?
Wheel of Fortune.
Really?
Yeah. I've gotten like puzzles with like two letters up before.
We got to see if there's a video game of Wheel. There's got to be
a
video game.
Yeah, there's tons of Wheel of Fortune video games.
Oh, do you think they have, like, on the phone, like, a turn-based thing?
They could.
Like, I go, you go, I go, they you could. Go? Oh, we got to find out.
All right.
There's a Jeopardy version of that, but it's kind of lame.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of booty. I would be good. Is there, like, a win, lose, or draw?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd be good
at that.
What
about Celebrity Game Night? They do they do drawing on there. You watch that?
That's good.
Where Jane Lynch hosts it.
Yeah, I've never actually watched it. Maybe, okay, might do good at that. Wheel of Fortune, there can be like one letter missing and I'll be like, I have no idea what that says. Like the Hallwood Hills? What is that?
The Hallswood Hill?
The Hallswood Hill. No, the Hollywood Hills. That'd be terrible, Wheel of Fortune. What are their game show? Like, I love Jeopardy, but I'd be terrible at it.
I tried out for Rock and Roll Jeopardy twice.
Yeah, I remember that.
Didn't make it.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where it's fine to say that, oh, Jeopardy, yeah. But then you see people on there. Like, once you're in the situation, apparently it's like really, it's like even more difficult to work.
That's the
stupid thing.
That, and like the first time I did it, I didn't do very well on the test, the kind of screener test. Second time I did, I got past that, mm-hmm. and they did, I think, like 3-question trial, and I couldn't get the timing of the buzzer.
Oh,
I knew
so
all the answers.
Oh,
I couldn't get the timing
so
of it.
So irritating.
And so I didn't get on.
That's so irritating. Let's see here.
That was irritating. What about an old school? Let's go back a bit. Old school.
Well, I mean, okay, what was
Match Game 74?
I don't even know what that
is. You remember you didn't watch Match Game on Game Show Network?
It wouldn't surprise me if I saw it. I just don't remember the particulars.
It was great.
I remember the pyramid one.
A 6-person celebrity panel, and then you just had to match things.
Yeah.
It's great.
That sounds
very
cool.
Funny.
Isn't there one that isn't the Newlywed Game where you still have to know each other really well?
Probably.
Yeah. Like if there was, okay, so there's that one that they used to match up celebrities with like normals, and the celebrity would say, they give all these clues, but they can't say like certain number of words.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know.
That was Password, wasn't it?
Was that Password?
That was kind of like the really clean looking, like almost sanitary set. Just because everything was like.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Maybe I'm confusing with the pyramid. I don't know. I love the pyramid because I like shapes. I like triangular shapes.
Yeah.
Robert Chacone. How do you guys, this is a deep question.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel like your friendship has evolved over the years?
I think with age, we become more patient people.
Oh, that's definitely true.
And I think that this would apply to our relationships with people across the board. As you get older, you get more patient, and you things that would have frustrated you in your youth don't really frustrate you as you get older.
Yeah, that's true.
Because like right now, if we were to go out there and you're making a hamburger and I farted next to you, would you be as epileptic as you were 20 years ago?
Not as. I'd be surprised that you would do that, though. I'd be like, you know that's like a thing.
It'd still be funny.
Why would you do that? But yeah, I wouldn't. I think when that originally happened, I was legitimately pissed.
Yeah.
But I think that's just because I was so over living with everybody that I was living with, including you. Like, it's so funny when I think back to the original apartment that you, me, Big Jim, and What's-Her-Face used to live at. Like, I remember a lot, like, the good times, and that's the thing also, is that you remember the good times, and so I have a really good memory of it.
Yeah.
But, man, I hated being there a lot of the time. Like, especially being in the same room with Big Jim.
Yeah.
Like, I love him to death. And I can look back and...
Well, sharing room with anybody's tough.
Yeah, and have, like, really fond memories of, like, you know, first time watching ECW and stuff like that. But at the same time, remembering, I was like, God, I was kind of miserable. Like... It was like, this is not how I thought it was going to be. But I think that's also just, you know, being away from home for the first time also and then doing school and stuff. But like, I remember me and Hilton used to whine about, he used to whine about his roommates and I used to whine about mine a lot. But
I used to sleep really strange hours back then.
Mm-hmm.
I'd stay up super late and then sleep until early afternoon.
Yeah. I think it would have been different if I had my own room probably. I should have done what you did. I should have insisted. Kick What's-Her-Face out and just been like, hey, this is my room now. But couldn't do that. But yeah, no, I think also like you said, like patience and stuff. And I don't know it. I think also like to a degree, winning solves a lot of things. And when I say that, I mean like, you know, there was a period of time when we had no idea what we were going to do, like after we got laid off. And then it's like, we were able to piece together enough of a living to keep things going, but it was like, man. And so I don't know. I feel like, I don't know if it was a test of our friendship necessarily, but when you're on sketchy ground, you're just...
I don't necessarily know if it was a test of our friendship. It was definitely a test of our working partnership.
Yeah.
Because we were able to piece together a living kind of, but I don't think we ever thought there was enough security that we could not potentially look for other work.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, there's always a possibility that at any moment if something fell through, then okay, well, I got to try to find another job, and then that's that.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, we both realize that, yeah, we're friends, we work together. And I feel like that we are able to separate the friendship aspect from the work aspect enough.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, in that scenario where, say, one of our revenue streams dried up back then, and one of us was short money, and one of us went to the other and said, I love doing this, but damn it, I need to keep a roof over my head. Mm-hmm. I got to find something else. I think the person would be disappointed, but
understand. Oh, yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, I think both of us would like, try to make the situation work.
All the money for me. All the revenue for me.
Steve presents Going in Raw.
Nah, the idiot that I am, I would have gone straight into like, oh, I'm going to do a gaming channel. All right, I got 300 views in a day. Honey, think I can make it on $5 a day?
Got 25 concurrents on Twitch. Partnership, here I come.
I just got to max it out. You just got to make that times 10.
Then I'm going to unlock an emoji.
Oh, man.
Go ahead.
Now it's funny because now it's just kind of, it would feel so weird to like not work with you because it's been like,
we've been doing this for 7 years.
It's going to be weird when we come up to like our 10-year mark. You know what I mean? Like, wait, we started
as actually hosting shows, we started in 2010.
Yeah.
February 2010.
Yeah. That's weird. And
it's been 7.5 years.
The time's gone by so quick.
The fun solved mystery, Robert Stack. Who would win an arm wrestling contest between you two?
Oh, man. I would love to say me, but you've been going to the gym so much that I don't know. I'd love to say me, but I'm not about to test it out right now.
Oh, you don't want to?
No. Nope. Not going to risk losing bad.
All right. It would depend on the arm for me. Like, if it's right arm versus right arm, I'd feel pretty good.
Better, yeah.
Not my left arm.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I started further along than you with my muscles.
Well, you mean like before I started going to the gym now, I hadn't been to the gym like in 3 years.
Yeah.
Whereas you would.
Yeah, I would go.
Here
and
there, it would go for a while.
Yeah.
But now it's been 3.5 months consistent, 3 days a week for me. I feel pretty good.
Gee whiz, has it really been that long?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that went by quick.
And
I've been going a couple days a week. But it's not like I've not found the consistency that I want.
And when I go hard. All day, all night.
You're throwing around some serious weight.
Compared to what I was doing, yeah. Because I was not in good shape.
Broken Jedi. Who was the bigger ladies' man between the both of you?
You were.
This guy right
here. I have never been a ladies' man.
You can beat me in an arm wrestling contest.
Yeah.
But, love ladies.
Oh, goodness. James Rodriguez, since starting up Going in Raw and doing it on a full-time basis, how has that affected your gaming lives? Did you ever get to the unicorn scene in The Witcher 3?
Man, remember trying to do that on Podcast for the Win or whatever it was?
Yeah, I was under the understanding that was like how the game started.
Yeah, right.
And then apparently you have to play the game a serious amount
to get
there.
You have to get past the tutorial level.
Which for us is like a 10-hour endeavor.
Which is way too much. So I do get to, like, because Lacey and I do stuff for my personal channel, which is honestly like a great way to just spend time. Because, you know, too often, like when she gets home from work, she is
Gypsy.
She's tired. And so we'll plunk down and watch some TV and, you know, or she'll get on her phone. I'll be on my phone and we'll just hang out together. But it's not like that's not really interactive. And so a couple days a week in the morning before she goes to work, we spend an hour, we'll play Heavy Rain, and we've been playing Fallout 4, and then we do, like, Ask Stephen Lacey. And so because of that, I've made sure to, like, I've sort of brought some gaming into our lives because of that. But if it wasn't to do that, I don't know how much I would game, like, beyond the, you know,
you'd probably be like 2K. Me, where it's just pretty much none at all.
Yeah, yeah. Because, like, there's so many other things that I would love to do. It's like I really enjoy sort of building, you know, the channel with me and her. I think it's a lot of fun just to experiment with different things. And there's been, like, the GFW reviews I brought over to this channel after testing them out on my channel. Kind of prefer to be sitting there drawing a comic book if I could, or writing or doing something like that. But I like gaming with her because I'm doing it with her.
Yeah.
So,
Jack Dolan again.
Yeah.
If you could poop anywhere in the space-time continuum, where would you poop?
Okay.
And you asked this.
Right.
He said he asked this to you and Lacey. Yeah. But now he wants to hear my answer. What was your retort or your response? Sorry.
I always said, like, you know, if it was any spot in the space-time continuum, it would be like, you know, just above Hitler's face before he wakes up one morning, because nobody wants to just have a crap right there. Lacey didn't really give much of an answer. She just said that she just wants to poop in her bathroom, and that's it. There's no place, you know, because she was saying that I would poop anywhere. I don't like pooping in front of people.
Yeah.
But if I could drop a deuce anywhere, strategic deuce, mm-hmm. on Hitler's face, mm-hmm. man, it seems as good as any.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? It's kind of like asking, like, who would you want to punch?
Well, I mean, I guess that's one way to do it. This is the first thing that popped in my head, and I'm just going to do it because I don't want to spend too much time thinking about this question.
Sure, yeah, yeah, sure.
I don't know how many people have pooped on Mars.
Oh, but man. I think
the first person to defecate on Mars.
Oh, that'd be a good one. I wonder if there's ever been human excrement that's been launched towards the sun.
I don't know. I don't know how, like, when they landed on the moon,
mm-hmm.
and I'm assuming before they took off,
there's got to be some moon poop.
They had to drop some weight,
yeah.
from the lunar capsule,
right,
in the form of human waste.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't be surprised if there is some pee and poop on the moon.
That could be.
But on Mars, I don't think there would be.
Oh, I don't think at this point there's any on Mars.
Yeah, or yeah. Venus, but I think Mars is somewhat more hospitable to a brief bathroom break than Venus is.
So if I was given the ability, so you bring up a good point here, though. If you're given, if like some, you know, amazing physicist comes and say, I've invented a device, you can poop anywhere in the space-time continuum.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't journey there. You can just send your poop there. Like, oh. It exits your bowels into a place. But...
And it teleports somewhere.
Yeah, but you have some sort of tracking device on that poop. It's like, could I see... like another alien planet via my poop. If I said, find an alien planet in the Goldilocks zone and I want to poop on the surface there.
Yeah.
And then could I then see
life? Could you do that? But also, like, your poo would be send it into another solar system.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully an alien civilization would discover it and they realize, oh,
yeah.
this is organic fecal matter.
Yeah.
There's other life in this universe.
Yeah.
That could bring alien life and humans together.
Yeah, they might be mad that we crapped on them.
They might not even know it's poop. They just know, oh, this is some sort of organic matter that came from another living being.
What if you accidentally pooped on a Klingon ship? And they're like,
oh, you better be prepared for battle. At that point.
Ooh, this is a good question. Namakazi Minato. Would you rather travel back in time or go to the future?
The way things are kind of going right now, I don't know what kind of future there's going to be.
I know. It's very scary. I'll tell you what. I would prefer to travel back in time. There's a couple reasons. Number one, I love history.
Yeah, history's good.
I don't really read. I love, like, one of my favorite things is when there's an attention to detail in period pieces. So, like, you never saw Taboo, right, on FX?
No, I've watched it
yet. The attention to detail in their set design is fantastic. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's amazing. You watch something like Turn on, I think, A&E. It's that Revolutionary War period piece.
Yeah, you
piece.
Mentioned that
it's kind of booty.
Yeah.
You know, some of the stuff that's on BBC that isn't as highly acclaimed, it's kind of booty. Things look too clean. People's teeth are all white. And that wasn't the case back then.
No, people
smell and they're all crap.
Yeah.
But I love really good set design. So I'm kind of I like history, you know? So I would be fascinated to go back in time to any number of, you know, places. Some I would prefer to be able to come back to my own
yes.
present, obviously.
Yes.
Others I'd be cool staying around.
I'll take the opposite approach.
Go ahead.
I'd travel to the future just to see what has become of humanity.
Yeah.
Whether we've managed to save ourselves from ourselves.
Yeah, sure.
Or if we've led to our own destruction.
Yeah. Well, I wonder that about intelligent life in the first place. Is that, is there a finite, is there a constant finite cap on intelligent life when it develops on a planet? Because that could explain why there aren't aliens that have come.
Yeah,
and
no,
said,
that's the thing.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, someone calculated that there must be such and such probability of alien life, and then someone else said, well, no, there's another probability that they've reached a certain point in their civilization, then their civilization fell, and that's that.
I think it was like the same guy who posed that conundrum, and I forget the name of the paradox.
Yeah,
thing. It's like, if alien life exists, we should know it, therefore it probably doesn't. And then that begs the question why they probably ended up killing themselves. And that's, I'll be honest, I kind of feel like that's probably a universal constant.
Could be.
I would imagine life in general, and especially intelligent life, probably only lasts, I think human beings have been around like a couple hundred thousand years, something like that. Probably not going to last that much longer,
to
be honest with you. But no, that's a fascinating question. You zoom forward 100,000 years, is the Earth just a wasteland?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Probably.
Yeah.
Be honest with you.
Yeah. BP Sculpin Deathlock, favorite type of bread? Any sort of baked product.
Man,
bread,
yeah, dude.
Baked product. It doesn't necessarily be just bread. You have to say brioche.
You know, man, I ate an entire... Remember when I brought home that French bread?
Yeah.
It was so warm.
Yeah.
I think I ate the entire loaf.
That's a lot of processed wheat flour to put in your system.
It was so good, though. It was warm and juicy. It was so good. But I'm going to say this. My favorite bread is probably... a sourdough when it's like on a grilled cheese sandwich.
See, I'm not huge on sourdough.
Oh man, good grilled sourdough, not like dry and like that. What you got for me?
Banana bread.
Oh, I didn't know you can go like on the dessert route.
Well, banana bread is not dessert. It's not.
What do you think it is?
Breakfast.
Well, I mean, you know, brownie could be breakfast too. I've had brownies for breakfast. Heck yeah.
I mean, it literally has the word bread in his name, so it is bread.
Oh, okay. You're not going to have it in a sandwich.
Well, no, but there's more uses for bread than just sandwich.
Come on, man. Banana bread is just, it's
not, bread.
It's not real bread.
It is real bread.
What do I use? What do I put in my banana bread? What do you, bananas, flour, sugar?
Yeah, butter.
Butter. Yeah, I guess
baking soda.
I guess flour, yeah, baking soda.
It's bread.
A ton of sugar.
Pumpkin bread's really good, too.
Yeah.
Gingerbread's good.
Give me banana bread.
Yeah, banana bread's top.
But that's a dessert, dude. That's like, oh, man, I made a thing of banana bread. Let me finish up my veggies so I can eat the entire tray of it. Ooh, it's so good.
If we're talking sandwich bread, I don't really, at this point in my life, I don't really like white bread anymore. The flavor doesn't appeal to me anymore. So give me a good, hearty, but not too hearty, not too dense, good, hearty, but still moist, wheat bread.
Yeah, okay.
More flavorful.
Yeah. No, I like wheat. Wheat's good. I prefer wheat to white in certain situations. Like white, straight up white sandwich bread doesn't really do much for me anymore. Speaking of food, Sculpin Deathlock wants to know, is there a common food you won't eat? Is there something you and I are both nay on?
Nay. I don't think so.
KFC. there's got to be a fast food that you and I won't touch. Like, you don't touch most fast food.
Well, I mean, if
you have McDonald's,
if it's like a cheat day, I would.
Taco Bell the other day,
just out of necessity. God,
you put a lot of filth in your body, man.
I didn't really want to, but we were short on time and I needed food.
The entire time you were just disgruntled about it. He said, oh, I can't believe I'm doing this. Oh, it's
yeah,
so
I
bad.
Was hating myself as I was
Tastes
eating.
Tastes good, though.
It wasn't that great.
Oh, man.
I'm not necessarily thinking fast food. I'm like, you don't like pineapple.
Oh, sure. Yeah, okay.
And I don't really like cheese.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Things like that.
Yeah.
But not like, I don't know if you'd eat escargot or something like that.
Right.
I'm thinking normal, run-of-the-mill, everyday foods.
You know what I'm...
That yeah, neither
you,
of us
you,
really
you
eat.
You probably really like this. You know what I'm oddly not huge on? And I've had plenty of it? Lobster.
I don't know if I've ever had lobster by itself.
Oh, interesting.
I've had lobster and mashed potatoes. It's good.
Right. Oh, yeah. Lobster and mashed potatoes is good.
Really good. Yeah. Lobster and sushi.
Mm-hmm.
I've had lobster in things, but I don't know if I've ever had like a lobster tail by itself.
Yeah, but it's not the kind of thing that I wouldn't eat. I just don't really fancy
it. It's a butter vessel.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Like so crab
good.
Legs.
Yeah, butter's good.
Because you just dip it in butter and eat it.
I'm trying to think if there's an actual food you and I won't touch together, though.
So I like pineapple fine. You hate it.
Oh, it's the devil.
I don't like cheese, but you love it.
Mmm, heaven. Mm. So good.
I got to think about that some more. Jimmy Rodriguez, who looks better with their shirt off?
I mean, I get you do, man. I'm a fat asshole. Oh, I can't curse. You can bleep that out. I'll write that down.
Now I have to
edit. A-hole.
Now I have to listen to this thing and edit it. So it's putting it together. Thanks.
That's what you get for fat shaming me with
that
question.
I'm not trying to fat shame. I don't think I look great with my shirt off.
I'm like tempted to just take it off right now, but I'm not going to do that. This is weird. I don't want to do that.
You always say that's not what we do.
It's not what we do, man. I'm telling you. It's not what we do. Oh, this is a good question. We'll finish up with this one. Markiest Mark. Wow, good question. Isn't hindsight is always the best? If you guys could start over 10 years ago with the knowledge you know now, what would you guys change about your online careers? So we get that same physicist let us poop in space said, Steve Larson, I made a quantum leap device.
You trying to do Doc Brown?
Or like Rick from Rick and Morty, yeah, when they're the same people.
I made a quantum leap device. You guys want to what? You guys want to step in it?
Now it's just completely different. You guys want to step in a quantum leap device? You can go back 10 years and change something. What would you have done differently?
First thing that pops in my head is not bother trying to be a gaming channel after we got laid off.
Oh, interesting. Okay. All right.
Because at that point, we were already doing Going in Raw.
Mm-hmm.
But we thought, well, we got to where we were doing gaming stuff with Machinima.
Well, that was, you know what? That was sort of the debate that you and I,
yeah,
were really sort of at loggerheads about back then. Was I, and that was on me. I totally felt that brought us to the dance. That's what we should be doing, because we have that audience and going in a different direction. And my thing with you was that I would have followed you to the ends of the earth if you just gave me some direction. Because I remember distinctly a conversation we had, me saying, "What do you want to do?" And you just said, "I don't know."
No, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I just know what I didn't want to do.
Exactly, but that's not a direction.
No, I know,
to
but
go
I think in. I remember during that conversation, I was like, "Well," and it's funny. I don't think either of us at the time said, "Oh, let's just do wrestling stuff."
Yeah,
it was.
Oh, I know when that was.
No, I know. I'm saying during
sure, the, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, let's just do wrestling stuff.
Yeah.
So I think I was like, well, we enjoyed doing the intros for 10 for the Win. We went to film school.
Mm-hmm.
We have the stuff to make little shorts. Let's do that.
Yeah. Did you say that?
I think I brought it up as a possibility.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that I don't remember. I remember being frustrated because there was no indication that you had a direction in mind that you thought was worth pursuing.
I think I had the idea of doing shorts, but I was like, at the same time, I don't know if that's worth pursuing. That's a lot of effort for not a whole lot of payoff.
Yeah, exactly. Although, you know what? I've been enjoying, I think he calls it Sugar Pine 7, Steven Suptic, who, you know, got to start doing Minecraft stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I think he was like a host for SourceFed. Mm-hmm. And then he just started doing basically a short film series.
Yeah.
And it's like blown up. And it's funny stuff. It's actually really quality stuff. And so it's I always love seeing that somebody can. I mean, the fact that he transitioned from Minecraft to that is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But also by the time like we got laid off, it's like we're already pushing like 30s. You know, we're around in the bend to where we can see 40 inside.
I know. We have families and stuff.
Like those cats are young.
I know. It's like, well, you know, it's nice to pursue dreams, but at the same time, we need money.
Yeah. But no, I remember distinctly. And I think you and I were of the same mind, but just sort of we had sort of separately come to the conclusion. When I was designing the graphics for our Patreon, the Going in Raw, because originally our Patreon was going to be sort of split in two.
Yeah.
It was going to be.
Well, first, no, it was just Patreon so we could do everything. And then we're like, let's just do one wrestling, one gaming.
Right.
And then at the end of the day, I think we both realized wrestling is what we really want to do.
Well, I was designing the graphic because I had all the graphics done for the Patreon aspect of Going in Raw, like all that stuff. I was like, okay, I get all this. This totally makes sense. It's a lot of direction. It's really focused. And then I was like, okay, so the other aspect, Steven Larson, the gaming stuff, I really have no idea even where to begin. And I think I remember texting you saying, hey, look, this is like, there might be something here about like one of our aspects of our Patreon is all wrestling and we know it so well.
Yeah.
And then I think it was you who like actually said, let's just do all wrestling and see where it goes. And so, yeah.
Dude, that entire year we tried to be a gaming channel. I was trying to find my out.
Yeah. Yeah, I know exactly. But also, I don't know if I went back, I would probably, I'll be completely honest with you. I really regret. And this is, here's the thing. Like I'm totally happy where we're at right now. But I wish I had taken, it's funny because I kind of did. I wish I had taken more of an initiative to to work on my own YouTube channel. And I'm not saying I could have like blown up. I'm not saying I could have been the next Cena Anders or anything, but there was a part of me that was, I was so wishy-washy on, well, you know, people know the Steven Larson thing. Why should I do something on my own? And then there was also the aspect of, well, I'm sort of working for Machinima, but then I was always a freelancer for like the longest time and then couldn't, you know, would they be cool with that? So there was like a number of, because I'm like technically part-time for like a while. Mm-hmm. And so I totally had the time to do all that stuff. But I kind of regret, but I do remember doing, like, I remember launching like a Friendo workshop, like an art-based YouTube channel that got demonetized within like 2 months because they said that I was botting my ad revenue.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, screw that. Like, how does that work? Like, they just took my monetization away for something I didn't even do because I totally didn't do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of my regret, though, is that not doing my own YouTube channel. But in the end, it didn't matter.
It all worked out in the end.
It all worked out.
Let's do one more.
Uno más.
Jack Dolan, Power Rank Planet.
Oh, man. Well, where does Earth fall in that spectrum, in your opinion? It's either number one or off the list.
Well, I mean, it's like the only habitable planet in our solar system.
It's the only one that's not a complete like crap hole for us.
Although it seems to be going in that direction.
Yeah, kind of. There's very few. You know, the sad thing is there's no like place now. I can't say that. Look, here's the thing. I'm very lucky to be living in California and in Northern California. I love it here. I absolutely love it here. But like sometimes the state of the country can get you down a little bit.
Well, it's not just that, but it's, you know, the whole climate change thing. And,
yeah, I know.
You know, where some scientists say in 100 years, things are going to go downhill real fast.
If you keep on this really bad
path, you know.
I mean, one part of me thinks humanity figures it out. Like, private, especially, like, that's why, that's one thing where I'm not like, I don't really care too much about, like, there's the Paris Agreement, right? It's terrible that we're dropping out. It's awful because we should be a leader in this in this world.
Exactly.
Absolutely. However, practically speaking, that's all going to be driven by the private sector. And that's where business is.
Yeah.
Because business is heading towards green and understanding climate change is a real thing, and that needs to.
Once businesses, especially the oil companies, realize there's money to be made developing green energy and driving a greener economy, then they will delve the resources into it.
And that's already happening. And that's what's going to drive that. I think it's going to be fine. I mean, but you know, sometimes you just get bummed out. It's like, man, I just don't want to be here. Like, I don't want to be in this environment. But then you think, man, like, it's bad everywhere. There's really no place where it's not like theoretically bad. You know, you walk down the street on the streets in London, and I'm a huge, you know, Anglophile, if you will. I would love to live there, but it's like there's as much a chance of some bomb going off while I'm visiting, you know, Trafalgar Square as there is if I'm, you know, in LA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's crap everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so like my general philosophy is just enjoy my family.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, enjoy my friends, enjoy my family. I'll be fine. So in that respect, I'm going to say Earth number one.
How about this? Let's assume that Earth is not just number one, but transcends the list.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because it's the only planet we can live on.
Okay, cool.
So based on that, let's take Earth out of the equation. Of all the other planets in the solar system, which one is best?
Well, how do you not go with Saturn?
Oh, I was going to say, how can you not go with Mars?
Why?
The mystique of Mars.
Oh, yeah.
It's close by.
Yeah.
The prospect of life existing there is still there.
Yeah.
Or at least life potentially existing there at one point.
Project Genesis.
Yeah. Total Recall. you know, or, you know, the possibility exists that we could terraform the place after we ruin our own planet.
Yeah. Project Genesis.
Yes.
Yeah.
And go there and live on Mars for a while before you ruin that, and then we have to find another planet, another solar system to live on.
Saturn looks great, though.
Oh, in terms of aesthetics, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a mystique about Mars that I don't know if any other planet in the solar system has.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
So I'd say Mars number one.
See, when I think of Mars, I just think of a big hunk of red rock.
Yeah.
But I guess what you just said kind of makes sense. And
Martians.
Also, there's also, like, Martians. There's also the aspect of Mars of, like, millions and millions of years ago, didn't it kind of look like Earth?
Yeah, there could have been water. It has, you know, ice caps on it.
Right.
So there's water on it.
That's crazy. Did, like, the Martians, Is that like, you know, maybe, their own climate change?
Maybe we're the Martians.
That could be.
Maybe Martians lived on Mars, realized that they were destroying their own planet, came to Earth.
Well, you heard the thing about the moon actually bringing us life,
yeah.
right? Like yeah. what was the big chunk of shit
yeah.
that hit Earth? You know, yeah. you got asshole and shit that you got to cut out. And oh then when God. I referenced it, that big hunk of crap that hit the Earth, proto-Earth.
Yeah.
I forget what they were called beforehand. And then they just turned their own thing, and then a little crap spun off and was the moon.
Yeah.
But that thing might have brought life to us. Yeah. I don't think we're from here.
Yeah. Could be. Who knows?
It's weird, man.
It's crazy.
So
Mars number one.
All right, Mars number one.
Then I'll go Saturn too.
Well, how about Jupiter too?
Because yeah, Jupiter aesthetically is really cool, and Jupiter has some mystique about it too.
The moons of Jupiter might have, there might be some Ionians.
Mm-hmm.
Life.
Mm-hmm.
You know? What are the other moons there in Jupiter?
Titan.
Titan. Titanians.
Isn't one moon of Jupiter like diamond?
Maybe. Could be.
It's just like a diamond floating in space.
Go mine that. It's like a Kanye album.
Yeah.
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 So what do we have? Mars, Jupiter, Saturn.
Yeah.
Because Saturn just looks cool. Otherwise, it's useless.
But Jupiter looks cool, too.
Jupiter looks, that's why it's number two.
A giant storm on it.
Right. Number four.
Venus.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's really bright.
Okay.
And you can see it with the naked eye when it's really bright.
Kind of a trippy thing, sure. And then five, probably Uranus.
Yeah, it has to be Uranus.
Because it's funny.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like, you know, your anus, which means your butthole.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
Uranus. Who doesn't love that? Anyways, I like this, man. We should do this every
Monday holiday.
Every Monday holiday. So what is that? Labor Day?
Memorial Day.
Isn't there one in October?
No.
Isn't Columbus Day in October? Oh, yeah,
but that's only like a federal holiday.
They don't get, people don't actually get that Monday off.
No, that's a government holiday.
Memorial Day, Labor Day, 4th of July.
Yeah. New Year's Day.
New Year's Day, oh, yeah, we can do that. Probably do like Friend of War Chat, though.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, we'll figure some out. So, yeah, maybe like four of these a year.
Yeah.
It's a good first one. All right.
Good job. Not going to happen. That's wrestling stuff.
No, oh, nice. Look at that. Anyways, thanks for watching. We'll get back to our regular scheduled wrestling podcast tomorrow. And until then, hope you guys are safe, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye.